Lesson 4.4, page 32. Exercises 1A and 1B.
Today, let's look at why some brands become international, but other brands fail. Apple, with its iPhones and iPads, is a great example of a brand that is known around the world. Apple has succeeded internationally. Many other companies that have popular brands in their country have failed when they try to sell abroad. Why? What should a company ask itself before it invests in another country? Here are two important questions. First, why does a company want to sell in another country? Many companies look to international markets because they are not performing well at home. The company needs more customers, and it sees the millions of people in countries like Brazil, China, India, and Russia. So, why is that a mistake? Well, there's probably a reason the company isn't doing well in its home market. Maybe there's a problem with the product, or in the way the company advertises it. The company should fix its problems at home first. A brand that's not strong at home is not likely to be strong abroad. And second, does the company understand the culture of the new country it wants to sell in? A company won't be successful internationally if it doesn't understand that cultures and tastes are different in different countries. If a product doesn't already exist in another country, it could be because, for cultural reasons, people don't want the product. That's why a company that hopes to be successful abroad should always have local managers and strong local relationships. That's how the company will understand the culture of each country where it wants to sell its products.